This is St. Louis Public Radio. One of the most competitive congressional races in America is taking place in the Metro East. That's where incumbent GOP Congressman Mike Bost and Democrat Brendan Kelly are duking it out to represent Illinois' 12th congressional district. President Donald Trump retains some popularity in the southern Illinois-based district, and St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that's affecting the major candidate's messaging.
Most people that monitor congressional races believe that the Bost-Kelly contest is a toss-up. Both candidates have long public service resumes and developed reputations for being effective campaigners. They also have access to a lot of money, which has been used for decidedly nasty television ads and mailers. Those same observers agree that Trump's low approval ratings hurt GOP efforts to retain control of the House. But there's a lot of evidence that the president is reasonably popular in the 12th district. Trump drew a boisterous crowd earlier this year at Granite City Works to promote his steel and aluminum tariffs. Some credit that policy with reinvigorating that city's steel industry.
This is the time to straighten out the worst trade deals ever made by any country on earth ever in history. These deals were made by people, I don't know if they didn't understand or if they didn't care, or if they didn't frankly love our country.
So the president's standing in the 12th is affecting how both Bost and Kelly are maneuvering through the nationally watched race. Bost, for instance, says he wants to continue the president's push to cut taxes and overhaul the nation's health care system.
I happen to agree with him more on wanting to make sure the economy is stimulated, that we make sure we do everything we can to make business grow and bring jobs back.
Kelly, who serves as St. Clair County's state's attorney, isn't following the strategy of derisively tying Trump to Bost, as it may actually backfire at bringing the 12th district back into the Democratic fold. Instead, Kelly is focusing his campaign on curtailing opioid abuse, stemming the tide of campaign money, and fixing health care.
I just think this straight party line approach on either side has not been healthy for the country. It has not been healthy, particularly for places like southern Illinois.
Even though he applauded Trump's tariffs, Bost concedes that farmers are uneasy about how other countries, like China, have retaliated. He says he's taking the same attitude with Trump as he did with former President Barack Obama.
I didn't agree with the former president always. He and I served together in the Illinois General Assembly, played cards with him. But if we wanted to talk, we'd talk. And sometimes I'd agree, sometimes I'd disagree. Same thing with this president.
Kelly says people in the 12th district are not necessarily hanging on the president's every word or tweet.
If it's something that will help Southern Illinois, I'll work with him on it. If there's something he's doing wrong, then you got to fight him on it. It's not real complicated. Frankly, that's what a member of Congress is supposed to do.
There's another factor in the 12th district race that has nothing to do with Trump: Green Party candidate Randy Auchsher. The Southern Illinois University Carbondale professor is running to the left of both Bost and Kelly and wants much different policies on the environment and taxes than what Trump is offering. Kyle Condick is with Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball, which handicaps House and Senate races. He says Auchsher is definitely a factor in the race, especially since another Green Party candidate got roughly 6% of the vote in 2016. He says if Kelly manages to win, it will signal that Trump's coattails have gotten shorter than 2016.
The battle for the House is kind of this sort of affluent suburban story, but there are more blue-collar districts that, like the president, that Democrats are targeting, and Illinois 12 is one of them.
All sides of the 12th district race agree that the outcome will signal if Republicans or Democrats have captured the House, and that may determine how successful Trump is for the rest of his term. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.